May 19, 1924. All the acts of one who lives in the divine will, whether little or great, acquire the value of eternal and divine acts. My poor mind wandered in the immensity of the supreme volition. I felt as if I was inside a sea, and my whole being was drinking in large gulps the salutary water of the eternal will. Even more, it entered from every part, from my ears, from my mouth, from my eyes, from my nostrils, from the pores of my body. Now, while I was in this state, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, my will is eternal, and only for one who lives in it, embracing eternity, all her acts, from the tiniest to the greatest, being animated by an eternal will, acquire the value, the merit, the shape of divine and eternal acts." The divine will empties those acts of all that is human, and filling them with its will, makes them its own and places on them the seal, making of them as many eternal and divine acts. On hearing this, surprised, I said, "How is it possible, O my highest good, that by only living in your will, the creature can receive this great good, that her acts become eternal and divine?" And Jesus, "Why are you surprised? It is a most simple thing. The whole reason is because my will is eternal and divine, and everything that comes from it, being a birth from an eternal and divine will, cannot be excluded from being eternal and divine, as long as the creature puts her human will aside to give place to mine. If she does so, her acts are counted among ours, both the great and the little." And then, this happened in creation. How many things, great and small, were not created, even the little seed, the little insect. But although little, one cannot say that my great works were created by this supreme will and therefore they are divine works, while the small ones have not been created by a divine hand. And even though one can see that all the things which were created in the atmosphere, heaven, sun, stars, etc., are always fixed and stable, while those which were created in the low earth, flowers, plants, birds, etc., are subject to die and to be born again, this says nothing. On the contrary, because they were created by an eternal and divine will, every seed has the virtue of multiplying, because our things contain my creative and preserving virtue. Now, if all created things, small and great, created by virtue of my omnipotent fiat, can be called divine works, much more can one call divine and eternal the acts which my will works in the soul, who, placing her human will at the feet of my will, gives me full freedom to let my will operate. Ah, if creatures could see a soul who lets my will live within her, they would see astonishing things, never seen before. A God working in the little circle of the human will is the greatest thing which can exist on earth and in heaven. Creation itself, oh, how behind it would remain, compared to the prodigies I work in this creature.